My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, third day of August. We hope you guys have had a wonderful week.
There you go. Don't say hello to somebody that was listening to it.
What's that?
Say hello to somebody.
Yeah, please, by all means.
Yeah, before we get.
We just shouted out to Curry Hunt and them folks, so who you got?
Shout out to Kevin. He's on his way to go play a round of golf.
Kevin,
and he's with GPB Sports, Kevin Gerkey.
Oh, okay.
He said their first four games, GPB, people talking about football Fridays in Georgia, their first four games are Buford at Milton, Rockmart, Cartersville, Rome at Carrollton, and in Langston Hughes at Douglas County. That's what's coming up on football Fridays in Georgia. Yes, that's with, you know, Matt Stewart and John Nelson and all the crew.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got another shout out for you. And you know that we are all colleagues in this business. We ain't gonna hate on nobody. If we're broadcasters, if we're journalists, we all support each other. And you know who told me to tell you hello this past week?
No tell.
Matt Edgar.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Chuck Oliver.
Okay.
And Matt Chernoff.
Wow. The crew.
Told me to tell you.
Okay.
Hello.
Wow.
And that they just got mad respect for you and love
that's
you and
crew.
All that
that's
sort
crew.
Of thing.
Man,
you,
crew,
they man. Always make say, man, tell Sam I said, you know, that kind of thing. So those two guys in the same business and doing the same thing, but still got mad love for you. So. There you go. Anyway, we got to shut up and turn things over to Noelle because
yeah,
it is Noelle's world.
It is her turn.
Good morning.
Morning.
I can't see her, so I got to fix the blind. So y'all talk for a second.
All right.
And thank you, too, for what you did starting off the show.
Absolutely. You started.
My influence is rubbing off on her. Have you ever had a job where you have received snacks, food from your coworkers, and now they've got you bringing it in?
On the regular? No. Uh-uh.
So I've had a little bit of an influence on you, huh? And we just give food back and forth. There's some people I work with, I wouldn't eat food that they brought for me. And I know you two feel the same way. But anyway, you brought us some nice stuff to start off the day. Right, Sam?
And we thank you.
And
yes.
We want to thank you publicly for that.
Right.
Well, you know, we beat the sun up. So I got to make sure, you know, we all nourished and ready to go for these 4 hours we got to run through.
That's right. A lot of heavy lifting in this business.
What you got, Miss Lady?
Well, let's see. This week has been super exciting. You know, every day I turn the TV on, it's just I seem to hit the iconic moments, good or bad. Like when I cut my laptop on and I saw Coco haggling with the line judge. I said, yeah. Oh, okay. Then I woke up one day. I'm going to tell y'all what really floored me. My number one Olympic moment so far, because y'all know I'm waiting on breakdancing, and we're going to get to the break-in.
Yes.
It starts on the 9th, and we're going to get to the break-in. I'm ready. But until then, you know, I cut the TV on the other day, and I think I was honestly looking for basketball. And I cut the TV on, and there's the pool with all the lanes, right?
Right,
and I'm looking at the pool, and I was confused, because I'm like, there's only one person in the frame. I'm like, it took me a second to catch up to what was going on. It wasn't until Miss Katie Ledecky touched the wall and turned around, and then everybody else came in the frame, and I went, oh, my Lanta.
She's laughing,
these folks.
Yeah.
And my best friend's on the phone like, girl, what is going on? And I'm like, no, you don't understand. Like, she is laughing, these folks. Like, oh, my Lanta. I had to pull out my DJ Tanner. I was that shocked. Because at first I was like, okay, I see one person, and okay, she's about to, okay. And then I put the pieces together, I was like, okay, that's Katie Ledecky. And then she touched the wall and went back the other way, and I went, oh, so y'all are done for. Like, so the rest of this is just a formality. Like, y'all are hoping for a hamstring cramp or something to catch up to Miss Katie Ledecky, because it was over with.
She pulled the secretariat.
Man,
yeah,
listen.
Really.
This is what she did. She pulled the secretariat. If you see that last night, secretariat was like, got to win.
Yep.
Everybody went out and had a cup of coffee, and then the rest of the horses showed up.
Like, I spent the rest of her match just with my jaw, trying to pick up my jaw off the floor because, like, what? And that was a great comeback because, you know, she wasn't expecting to get that bronze in that first competition she had to open up the Olympics. So that was like, yeah, let me remind y'all who
exactly.
I am right quick.
Exactly. And who made your jaw drop open in a much bigger way, her or Simone, what they did?
I think Katie, because like Simone, I'm not gonna lie, Simone, I expect Simone to go out there and do ridiculous things and just mop up the floor with it. I mean, she's that great. Like, she stepped outside the mat, what, twice and still took home gold?
Yep.
Like,
again,
laughing these folks. Like, that is the swimming version of laughing folks in Olympics. Like, I done committed two errors and y'all still can't touch me. I'm hammer timing up in this place. Y'all can't touch me. Jordan gave her the goat chain to put on. And you know what, Jordan? Yep, you right. Give your teammate the goat chain because she is that.
Yep.
Like, could y'all imagine if she actually would have stayed in the Olympics in Tokyo? Like, if she wasn't feeling the mental pressure? Like, could y'all just imagine how even greater her legend would be? To, like, y'all caught a break. Then she went home in 2020. Y'all caught a break. She blessed y'all.
Yeah.
And then she came back and took back what was hers.
Amazing how that worked.
Katie Ledecky and Simone Biles, like, they have me bowing. And then you turn on the round ball and our own Ryan. I mean, that 3-on-3 team, which I expected to struggle.
I was concerned after that first one. Oh, my goodness.
I expected them to struggle. And we'll talk about more of that with Megan L. Hall. But
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
To see them in less than 48 hours kind of completely turn the thing around. and tie it all up and get the 3-3 and stay in the group play and really show their fortitude.
Okay.
And how they were ready to go. And Ryan Howard had a ridiculous shot. Me and Megan was talking off scenes, off camera, and she had a ridiculous shot to end that 3-3 game against Canada, where they tried to give it to her to dead it in regular time, and her two ball was shot. She's been cold from two the entire game, because in 3-on-3, like what would normally be a three is a two.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
And those games go pretty quick.
They go really quick. Like, they only schedule them for, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
They go quick. And so they went into overtime, and overtime in 3-on-3 is sudden death. So anybody shoots a two ball, that's it. So they go for the layup, Canada. Jordan lets them go for the layup. Okay, cool. Ryan lets them go for the layup. Okay, cool. Then they get the ball to Ryan. Ryan dribbles all the way to the right side of the court, body on it the entire time. Don't stop, Ryan. Dribble, back up, puts the ball up, and we are off to the next game as the U.S. 3-on-3 team wins yet another one behind Atlanta Dream's own Ryan Howard. And it was just great to see. And it was also great to see the U.S. women's team sitting there to cheer them on.
Yeah.
Erica Hambry also was, you know, putting in that work.
Yeah, we got to talk
defense.
About it.
Yeah, the hometown
Hambry.
Folks.
She's over there and got both of her kids
sure
with her.
Sure do.
There. She took both of her kids with her to the Olympics.
Well, you can't not take Amaya. Amaya's a media superstar right now. Like, if they were in the Atlanta market, she would be on They Got Next. Like, she is their little mini commentator out there in L.A. So there's no way you couldn't take her to Paris. She got to get a rundown. on why her mama and the rest of the team is going to come back and get that and stand on one of them podiums.
Yep.
If you ask Amaya, she'll tell you. They're going to stand on one of them podiums. Don't worry. My mama got it.
She does that so well. What have you watched and surprised you? You know what I tuned in and I end up watching was trampoline. I forgot that trampoline was an Olympic sport.
Same.
You know, and if somebody's got one in the neighborhood or something, and everybody from the neighborhood goes out there and bounces around the backyard.
Lawsuit waiting to happen.
But you don't know if they can do it and become an Olympian.
Right, now we're becoming an Olympian. Now we can go out there and spend that $9.99, $9.95 and get that trampoline in the backyard and get ready. get ready for Olympic trials. Yes, it's been a lot of interesting things. I saw a little bit of mountain biking. Mm-hmm. That was interesting.
That was. I like that.
Yeah, one
it
night
wasn't
I
raining.
Came in. Right. Yeah, yeah. One night I saw Colin Jost hanging out on the beaches. That was fun.
Tahiti?
Yeah, that was fun. I said, well, NBC got everybody on the payroll out here with a microphone.
He's been tearing his feet up. He's been stepping on coral. He's been stepping on coral. He says,
get you some swim shoes.
He's been in the medical tent more than he's been out there watching these.
That's terrible. Well, obviously, Snoop has been the big star.
Oh, yeah.
He's having a great time. The thing on Peacock with Kenan Thompson and Kevin Hart has been a lot of fun, too.
I haven't been able to catch Kenan. Yeah. I need to catch that. What I did catch yesterday was a little bit of water polo, or as I like to call Flaves girls, out there balling out. They were doing their thing. I did catch a fun story the other day. There is a triathlon athlete who was kind of concerned that she was going to be behind on her rent this month, you know, competing in the games. And Flavor Flav stepped up, and so did Serena's own husband. Alexa stepped up and made sure that she won't have to worry about any of that while she tries to go for U.S. gold. So shout out to them, and they employ other people with means to also get out here and support these athletes. And that kind of may be something that we need to figure out, you know, as a country. How are we going to support these lesser-known sports that compete for gold? Because we all want them to go over there and clap and bring home gold, right? But we skip all the stuff in the middle.
Talk to every college in the country, because that's their plight, right? How do we take this football money that's come back to us and help out the girls' volleyball team or the badminton team or whatever teams are low on the totem pole? That's an never-ending task.
Yeah, it's kind of divide that money up. Yeah, where I feel like, you know, if they can get some of these U.S. events off the ground in between these 4 years, it would kind of change that conversation. But until then, we need more Flavor Flaves out here. And also, Flav tweeted, for those of y'all who are inexperienced, we're just getting to know him, it is not Flavor Flav. It is Flavor Flav. You must tweet it with all caps. Okay, that was a public service announcement from Flavor Flav himself.
Wow.
So
wow.
Flay's been having a ball. Snoop's been having a ball. I've seen Detective Benson over there. I've seen Detective Stabler. Anybody who gets a check
NBC Universal is
in Paris right now. And why not? We not on the air. Y'all air in the Olympics. Y'all don't push back our start date. So we going to kick it in Paris with everybody else.
They're doing.
I say, why not?
We are headed for the second week. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, more folks from Metro Atlanta area are going to be involved with the Olympics. Emma Hunt. Is going to be the speed climber, the wall climber. That starts Monday.
I was just going to say, we had on the air. Yeah. Who's the other the track and field person that we had on?
We had Kristen Coleman. Kristen Coleman is he's going to be a part of the relay over there. I think maybe the 4x100 will be on there. So, some more of our home folks are going to be getting involved. Of course, we've seen some home folks. Well, we had Biff. I'm forgetting the name now. The one from out of the, from Life. That was on the women's rugby team.
That's right.
You know, and that was huge to see the size of the ladies on that team. The women are they in the rugby team?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you know, fight breakout. I'm looking.
Rugby kind of sport. You got to be ready
now.
To go.
Yeah, man, really.
I have never covered or known anybody who participated in the triple jump. I just don't know why you would say, I want to do that. It just seems like the hardest thing in the world to do.
If you find you're good at it.
Yeah, but where do you go after that?
You know. I don't know.
If you run track, you then decide you want, when did Edwin Moses decide he wanted to be a hurdler versus whatever track he ran prior to that? Or do you go out being specifically just a hurdler?
Well, there's some people who will do the hurdle and will do the flat 400 meter and the.
I ain't never seen that. Because the speed is one is technique, one is pure speed.
It's pure speed. Yeah, I've seen some people go back and forth between them.
Hey, well, you're a better man than me. I ain't never seen both of them. And then the triple jump is just one of those. When I watch it, I can't take my eyes off it.
The hop, skip, and jump.
Yeah, like how you get good at that, and then how do you know when you're good at it? I guess it's the lengthy jump, but still. I don't know. Anyway, we got coming up at 3:20 today, women's 100 final.
Ooh, did y'all see Sha'Carri?
That's what I'm saying.
Listen.
Yeah, I'm ready for that.
What Don Staley say? It's a goat, coach. No, look, coach, there's a goat. Man, listen. Also, y'all, if y'all are like me and y'all ready to break out the cardboard and the headbands, break-in is going to be August 9th. The pre-qualifier for the women is going to be at 9 a.m. And the men get popping on the quarterfinal at 2 p.m. on Saturday, August 10th. I'm ready to break out.
We had a discussion about the way the music's going to be put out there and the type of music. Did we get an answer on that?
We didn't, but I don't see it being – this is just my own, you know, pontification, but I don't see it being any different than gymnastics, so they'll probably just pick their own music. I'm interested to see what they're going to pick out. Are we going to go 80s?
Yeah, they got it.
Are we going to go semi-80s, which is just basically anything Missy has produced, or are we going to go full modern? Like, what are we going to do? Okay. I'm going to hear some Curtis Blow.
Not the Curtis Blow.
I want to hear some MC Melly Mel.
Oh, my goodness.
Take me back.
You're going all the way back.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
These hard breaks.
And another person who is over there.
Yes.
Because we've seen her, and she's now celebrating a birthday today. So I'm sure this person in Paris, France, is being treated royally. Happy 83rd birthday, Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
And you know she's over there. And as much as she likes cooking, somebody's cooking for her today.
Oh, yeah, her and Snoop hanging out. They just judging food and watching competition. And her and Snoop having a good time. I'm surprised MTV ain't stuck a camera wherever they are.
Yeah.
Hanging out by the pool in her bikini or bathing suit like she did on Sports Illustrated.
Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, she did it. Yeah,
she did it.
All right. Is that all? Do you have anything more?
I am completely all satisfied and up to date with the Olympics. You guys keep tuning in for greatness.
Synchronized diving. That's pretty cool.
You know what? Yeah, she's right. Yeah.
That was great.
Saw that. That was pretty cool, too. That's another one. Arguing with you. You pointed your toes. You're supposed to point your toes there. You get the arguments that happen between synchronized diving.
You were supposed to be a foot behind me.
Exactly.
You know I'm taller than you.
Exactly. Born on the same day today, Sam.
Today.
You ready for this?
All right.
Lance Allworth. I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer. I think he might be a Hall of Famer, but his name is definitely a Hall of Famer. His nickname, Lance Allworth, Bambi.
He's a Hall of Famer. Yeah.
Ever never-ending task.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of what, debate, yeah, divide what track that and money field up. Is. Yeah, where I feel like, you know, if they can get some of these U.S. events off the ground in between these 4 years, it would kind of change that conversation. But until then, we need more Flavor Flaves out here. And also, Flav tweeted, for those of y'all who are unexperienced, who are inexperienced, who are just getting to know him, it is not Flavor Flav. It is Flavor Flav. You must tweet it with all caps. Okay, that was a public service announcement from Flavor Flav himself.
Wow.
So
wow.
Flav's been having a ball. Snoop's been having a ball. I've seen Detective Benson over there. I've seen Detective Stabler. Anybody who gets a check stamp, NBC Universal, is in Paris right now. And why not? We not on the air. Y'all air in the Olympics. Y'all don't push back our start date. So we going to kick it in Paris with everybody else.
They're doing.
I say, why not?
We are headed for the second week. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, more folks from Metro Atlanta area going to be involved with the Olympics. Emma Hunt is going to be the speed climber, the wall climber. That starts Monday.
I was just going to say, we had on the air. Yeah. Who's the other the track and field person that we had on?
We had Kristen Coleman.
Kristen Coleman.
Kristen Coleman is going to be a part of the relay over there. I think maybe the 4x100 will be on there. So, some more of our home folks are going to be getting involved. Of course, we've seen some home folks where we had Biff. I'm forgetting the name now. The one from out of the from Life that was on the women's rugby team.
That's right.
You know, and that was huge to see the size of the ladies on that team. The women are they in the rugby team?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you know, fight breakout. I'm looking.
Rugby's a different kind of sport. You got to be ready to go.
Yeah, man, really.
I have never covered or known anybody who participated in the triple jump. I just don't know why you would say, I want to do that. It just seems like the hardest thing in the world to do.
If you find you're good at it.
Yeah, but where do you go after that?
You know?
You know,
I don't know.
If you run track, you then decide you want, like, when did Edwin Moses decide he wanted to be a hurdler versus whatever track he ran prior to that? Or do you go out being specifically just a hurdler?
Well, there's some people who will do the hurdle and will do the flat 400 meter and the 400.
I ain't never seen that. Because the speed is one is technique, one is pure speed.
It's pure speed, yeah. I've seen some people go back and forth between them.
Hey, well, you're a better man than me. I ain't never seen both of them. And then the triple jump is just one of those. And when I watch it, I can't take my eyes off it.
The hop, skip, and jump.
Yeah, like how you get good at that, and then how do you know when you're good at it? I guess it's the lengthy jump, but still. I don't know. Anyway, we got coming up at 3:20 today, women's 100 final.
Ooh, did y'all see Sha'Carri?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Listen.
Yeah, I'm ready for that.
What Don Staley say? It's a goat, coach. No, look, coach, there's a goat. Man, listen. Also, y'all, if y'all are like me and y'all ready to break out the cardboard and the headbands, break-in is going to be August 9th. The pre-qualifier for the women is going to be at 9 a.m. And the men get popping on the quarterfinal at 2 p.m. on Saturday, August 10th. I'm ready to break out.
We had a discussion about the way the music's going to be put out there and the type of music. Did we get an answer on that?
We didn't, but I don't see it being – this is just my own, you know, pontification, but I don't see it being any different than gymnastics, so they'll probably just pick their own music. I'm interested to see what they're going to pick out. Are we going to go 80s?
Yeah, they got it.
Are we going to go semi-80s, which is just basically anything Missy has produced, or are we going to go full modern? Like, what are we going to do? Okay. I'm going to hear some Curtis Blow.
Not the Curtis Blow.
I want to hear some MC Melly Mel.
Oh, my goodness.
Take me back.
You're going all the way back.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
These hard breaks.
And another person who is over there.
Yes.
Because we've seen her, and she's now celebrating a birthday today. So I'm sure this person in Paris, France, is being treated royally. Happy 83rd birthday, Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
And you know she's over there. And as much as she likes cooking, somebody's cooking for her today.
Oh, yeah, her and Snoop hanging out. They just judging food and watching competition. And her and Snoop having a good time. I'm surprised MTV ain't stuck a camera wherever they are.
Yeah.
Hanging out by the pool in her bikini or bathing suit like she did on Sports Illustrated.
Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, she did it. Yeah, she did it. All right. Is that all? Do you have anything more?
I am completely all satisfied and up to date with the Olympics. You guys keep tuning in for greatness.
All right.
Oh. Synchronized diving. Synchronized diving.
That's pretty cool.
You know what? Yeah, she's right. Yeah.
That was great.
Saw that. That was pretty cool, too. That's another one. Arguing with you. You pointed your toes. You're supposed to point your toes there. You get the arguments that happen between synchronized diving.
You were supposed to be a foot behind me.
Exactly.
You know I'm taller than you.
Exactly. Born on the same day today, Sam.
Today.
You ready for this?
All right.
Lance Allworth. I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer. I think he might be a Hall of Famer, but his name is definitely a Hall of Famer, his nickname. Lance Allworth, Bambi.
He's a Hall of Famer. Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.